Senator Bernie Sanders has a plan to pay workers who have lost their jobs due to the coronavirus.
What this program does is simply say to virtually all workers in America, you will continue to receive the paycheck that you previously received. And with that, by the way, you will continue to receive the health care that you received. So we think that if we want a simple approach that brings security to American workers, that also puts them and their employer in a position to get back to work when this pandemic ends, this is the way to go.
Sanders, along with Democrats Mark Warner of Virginia, Doug Jones of Alabama, and Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, will push to include their Paycheck Security Plan in the next round of coronavirus legislation. The Paycheck Security Plan would ensure that workers and businesses affected by the coronavirus would continue to receive their regular salaries and health coverage for the next 6 months at least. It would also allocate money for businesses to help them cover the cost of rent, utilities, and other expenses. The senators say it's a simple way to give workers and businesses more stability and will help the economy get back on its feet. The proposal is similar to one advanced by Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri and Democrat Pramila Jayapal in the House. But that's not the only proposal Democrats want to push for in the next round of coronavirus legislation. California Representative Ted Lieu says funding for cash-strapped state and local governments is one of the top priorities. The CARES Act allocated funding for state and local governments, but only cities with population above 500,000 could receive the funding. Lieu says that limit has left out cities that need help.
For local government, public safety constitutes a large portion of the funding. And if we don't provide funding to local governments, we're essentially going to cause them to lay off police officers and firefighters and paramedics. There are people at the front lines fighting the pandemic right now. And that is grossly unfair. We want to get rid of their 500,000 population line in terms of how cities can access federal funding directly.
Democrats have proposed that $500 billion be allocated to help state and local governments cover the cost of frontline workers during the pandemic. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell had previously said that he opposed increased funding for state and local governments, saying that states should be allowed to go bankrupt. But after facing a storm of criticism from governors across the country, he's changed his tone. McConnell said that he would be, quote-unquote, open to considering additional funds for state and local governments. But McConnell also insisted that the next package include federal liability protections from what he says will be a, quote-unquote, avalanche of lawsuits against businesses that reopened during the pandemic. Democrats criticized McConnell for trying to include these liability protections. Here's Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal.
This idea of an absolute blanket shield from any legal responsibility for businesses is going to be a non-starter, I think, on both sides of the aisle. And I'm mystified as to why the majority leader wants to confuse and distract us from the basic task of reopening the economy and putting people back to work. Providing some kind of blanket immunity shield is the result of the majority leader's imagined boogeyman of this flood of lawsuits.
Along with funding for state and local governments, Democrats have a host of other plans they want to include in the next bill. Among these are proposals for expanded access to high-speed internet, especially in rural areas that lack access, and a push for expanded vote by mail. California Representative Katie Porter outlines her priorities for what to include in the next bill.
I'm pushing for a provision in the next relief package to make any orders placed under the Defense Production Act publicly available. Also, another important accountability, we've been hearing a lot on problems with the Paycheck Protection Program. We have seen too many companies get through and organizations get through that should not have been getting funding. My other three priorities are helping families get what they need. I have a bill to bring down the cost of child and elder care, a provision to provide relief from medical debt. Finally, is a provision to help enforce protections for mental health coverage.
More than 30 million people in the U.S. have filed for unemployment since the coronavirus outbreak started forcing millions of employers to close their doors. Reporting for KPFA Pacifica Radio, I'm Kate Ida.